Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. So we are continuing on the theme of finding your inner peace. So on Monday I sent you a text asking you to think about what that meant to you, and yesterday I was asking you to think about what was distracting you from finding inner peace, and to look at that and investigate that a little bit further, and also to see where in your body you would feel a sense of calmness and also where in the body you would feel anxiety or panic or a sense of uneasiness. So those things are very important, and we'll be delving into the body part of that more as the week continues. But for today, a really important aspect of inner peace is forgiveness. And this is forgiveness of ourselves, and it's also forgiveness of others. But just to be clear before I talk about this, particularly when it comes to forgiveness of others, when you forgive someone for something that they've done that's very bad or very hurtful or disappointing, it doesn't mean you forgive the actual act of what they've done, which you're forgiving the person for behaving in a certain way or undertaking that act that hurt you. And it doesn't mean that you condone their behavior. It doesn't even mean that you'll forget about it. But really, forgiveness is about allowing yourself to set yourself free and let go of any of the anger, resentment, annoyance, frustration that you may be holding towards this person. And it doesn't also mean that you have to have a relationship with this person or have the same relationship you've had before with them that may have not have been good. And following on from last week's energy around boundaries and things like that, this would be a really good thing that you could think about as well when you're thinking of forgiveness. Also, when we talk about forgiveness, we look at forgiving ourselves. So this is allowing ourselves to also let go and set ourselves free from things that we feel we should have done, things we feel that we haven't done and we can't seem to forgive ourselves for them. And maybe we just are at a stage where we wished we had maybe gone about things a little bit differently or fulfilled the promises to ourselves that we said we would and we hadn't, and we're getting stuck in that. Self-forgiveness is one of the best ways to actually progress in life and to move forward from something, because when you're holding on to things that you did wrong or things that you wish you had done but didn't do, or any other thing that might come into that, you actually will freeze in that place and not progress in life. So whether you're not forgiving yourself and holding on to negative stuff about yourself, or whether you're not forgiving somebody in your life and holding on to anger, resentment, a lack of compassion, extreme frustration, pain or hurt, at the end of the day, all of that is how you're feeling, and that is definitely going to take away from your inner peace. So for today, very simply, I want you to think about what you need to forgive yourself for, and who do you need to forgive, and what did they do that you need to forgive? And that's simply what it is. It's not about even offering that forgiveness today. It's just about looking at things that you need to forgive in your life. And when you, I would suggest that you write this down. And when you do write this down and think of these things that you need to forgive, then ask yourself how they've been taking away from your inner peace. How has the feeling of that lack of forgiveness been taken away from the peaceful energy within you, and what has it created in your system? And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. Have a great day.